How do you play the game without Steve? I guess.
Well, you know what you have to do. You got to take your head out of the sand, dig your heels in, and march on. And unfortunately, you know, this has happened to us before, and the guys have found a way, but we can't. We have to look at this as a challenge, and ultimately, we have to find a way to get ourselves in the playoffs. That's it. Our goal every year, as everybody is, to win the Stanley Cup. You can't win the Stanley Cup right now. You have to get yourself in the playoffs to give yourself an opportunity to win that. And in our situation, that's our job. Let's get us there. Give our guy motivation to come back faster. And if we put ourselves in position to make the playoffs, he's going to be back. And that'll be better than any trade deadline acquisition anybody else is going to get. And so that's our goal.
Coach, to do that, you have to have strength throughout the organization to build to a point where you can withstand these moments. And you have done that in the past. What are those strengths in your mind?
Well, we've got a great group of guys. And you lose your captain, you lose a leader, another guy step up. I think that's first and foremost. They lift each other up in there. We've got some pretty dynamic players, too. I think we're deep. And in a sense, we've been here before. And so it's, you know, I look back 3 years ago and a little bit of a different situation, different injury, but I was a brand new coach then. And to watch, you know, your best player go down was, you know, you're wallowing in self-pity and you're so uncertain about everything. And now a different type of injury, just as, you know, the time period is probably the same, but it's a, you know, different type, but still, the result is we lose our guy again, but it's different because we've been down this road, and unfortunately, we had to run into this at the end of the year when we lost Strahlman and Stammer and had to go into the playoffs without these guys, but it's experience. The more you put in the situation, unfortunately, the better equipped you are to handle it, and so we'll see how we do.
Doesn't that give you some confidence, though? I mean, when you knowing that you've succeeded in the past, given the the shortcomings.
Well, we know we can do this, and but there's no guarantee. And you look and you say, well, 48 hours ago, 91's playing as good a hockey as I've ever seen, and some of the best in his career. And you're really, really excited. He's got his contract and everything behind him, and he's leading our team. And for him to go down, you feel sick for him. And just because I know he was in a really good place, all aspects of his life, and especially in hockey. And when you're having, you come off a World Cup win, you're having a career start to the year, and for this to happen, it's just I feel for him. But now everybody kind of has to pitch in. And yes, we are going to miss him dearly. But like I said, our season's not over by no means.
But you can hear the noise from here. I mean, there's no sulking in that dressing room at all. It seems like there's a ton of energy for a morning skate.
And there is. And that's the type of group we have. Again, we've gone through this. Had we not been gone through this before, it might be a little different. But we know the attitude we need to bring. We know what energy we need to bring. And feeling sorry for ourselves, that's not it. And so we won't do that.
Everybody needs to step up, of course, but you've seen a guy like Johnson rise to the occasion a number of times in his career, and he's a guy who'll obviously step into maybe even a little bigger of a role than even he usually has. Just what are you expecting from him going forward?
Well, there's a lot of guys have to step up. Yeah. And it's not just Johnson. Johnny's, all of a sudden now he gets judged a lot on points. Mm-hmm. And he's a 200-foot player for us. Would he like his plus-minus to be a little better? Would he like to have more points? Sure, everybody would like that. But he's contributed and helped us. We've won 10 games this year, and he's been part of that. The one big plus for us, timing-wise, is, Drouin's coming back. So as much pain as we're feeling, that eases it a little bit. And so it's going to be good to have him, but he's going to have somebody that's going to take some more responsibility. And you just go through our lineup. Nemetsnikov, Kucherov, all those guys. And everybody's got to chip in a little bit more, but we know they can do it.
This is good as you-